اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد. As tonight is the night of Qadr, so I would like to talk about importance of Laylatul Qadr and some points regarding this night. Quran said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم انا انزلناه فی لیلت القدر. We have sent down it in لیلت القدر, in the night of قدر. But didn't mention لیلت القدر, which night of the year and in which month is located. انا انزلناه فی لیلت القدر. We sent it down, we sent Qur'an, we revealed Qur'an in the night of Qadr. But the another verse in Surah Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Continue sending salawats, maybe. We need to be charged this night, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not clarify which night of the year of the month is the night of Qadr. But in Surah Baqarah said the Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Month of Ramadan is the month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Qur'an. So now we can realize that night of Qadr is one of the night of month of Ramadan, and Quran has been revealed in that night, but didn't clarify that which night of month of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. Even at the time of Rasulullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't tell people which night of month of Ramadan is night of Qadr. According to Rawayat from Rasulullah, from Ahl Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, maybe the first night of Ramadan, maybe 17 as the night of Mi'raj, but here I think a different date from night of Mi'raj. 17th of month of Ramadan, which is the time which Battle of Badr happened. Khandaq, sorry. Night of 19, 21, 20, 21st, 23rd, 27, 29. Both, all of these nights is mentioned in our Rawayat. But Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam in one Rawayat, Allahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said at taqdir fi laylat tis'ashar, in 19 everything will be measured, and wal ibram fi laylat ihda wa ishreen, make it firm and strong in 21st, wal imdha fi laylat thalath wa ishreen, and everything will be signed by angels, by ruh, because تنزل الملائكة والروح. Ruh also as the commander of the angel also himself come down tonight. They will sign the all of the things which they want to give us for our rizq. Rizq is the wide, has a wide meaning. Our umr is rizq. Listening to this majlis also is rizq. Listening one hadith is our rizq. So the spirituality and others also, everything should be rizq. And or another rawayat mentioned that 1 month of Ramadan, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, he was sick the whole month, but in 9th of 23rd, he requested his companion or his family to take him to masjid. Another rawayat, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam,
Allahumma
salli ala
Muhammad
wa ala Muhammad. Tonight send salawat as much as you can, because this celebration for angel of God. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. All of the angels tonight, they are looking in face to face to us. And they will come to masajid and sit with us. Inshallah, I will recite some rawayat in this regard. The client of Bani Salama, they were confused like us. We don't know which night is night of Qadr. They sent a group to Rasulullah and to ask him about the night of Qadr. Oh Rasulullah, tell us specifically which night is night of Qadr. Rasulullah said, what is tonight? He said, 22nd. He said, tomorrow be in masjid. And tomorrow do not sleep, tomorrow night. And start worship whole night. It means that 23rd is one of the night which Ahl Bayt alayhi salam and Rasulullah recommended mu'mineen. And but we should be aware of all of the nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on one rawayat, a hidden night of Qadr among the nights of month of Ramadan. Like the good servant of Allah are hidden among the all of the servants of Allah, to respect all of the servants of Allah, to respect each other. So 3 night is not too much to do a'mal. There is a beautiful statement from Shaykh al-Saduq, rahmatullah alayh. He said, اتفق مشايخنا. Very strong statement. اتفق مشايخنا رضي الله عنهم في ليلة القدر على أنها ليلة الثلاث وعشرين من شهر رمضان. All of the مشايخنا, all of the ulama, they believe that 23rd of month of Ramadan, this night will be the, it's the month, it's the name ليلة القدر. So we, alhamdulillah, had ihya, we did a'mal in 21st and in 19th. And inshallah tonight, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the kind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should try more to do a'mal. And what happened in Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us only a part of things which happen in this night. Say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-Qadr. We send it down in the light of Qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylat al-Qadr. You cannot calculate, you cannot understand, you cannot imagine what importance happened in this night. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. In brief, I tell you, this night is better than 1,000 months. In brief, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Khayrun in which aspect, we don't know. Khayrun. Khayrun min alf shahr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tanazzalu al-malaika wal-ruh fiha bi-idhni rabbihim min kulli amr. All of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down tonight from Maghrib, from sunset until sunrise. They will spend only this night with people of the earth. Tanazzalu al-malaika wal-ruh. We don't know ruh. وَالْرُوحُ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْرُوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ in Surah أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ in Surah Naba. Ruh also come down tonight. تَنَزَّلُوا They come down to visit who? All of the mu'mineen. But Rawayat said they will go to visit Khalifatullah, Malaikatullah, come down to visit Khalifatullah. Because in Quran said when the angels come to Abab of people of the Lut, they first went to the Prophet Ibrahim, because he is Khalifatullah. The earth has owner. The agent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala run the earth. So they, even the angel, should say salam to Khalifatullah, tanazzalul malaika. First they go to Imam Zaman Jalallahu Ta'ala Farij Sharif. They do not from themselves, bi idhni rabbihim, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will go to visit Imam. Tanazzalul malaika wal-ruh fiha bi idhni rabbihim. Their work is they bring any affairs, details of our life. The whole of our life will be decided tonight. Min kull amr. In Surah Dukhan said, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make decision about all of the amr, all of the affairs, all of the wars, the details of a'mal of his servants based on wisdom. Because Allah is Hakim. Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. Salam and peace to mu'mineen this night. Hatta matla'i al-fajr. Until matla'i al-fajr.
Mu'mineen or angel?
Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. Now they bring, the angel bring the peace to who? To people. The people are friends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a connection with Allah. I read a beautiful statement from Ayatollah Qazi. Ayatollah Qazi was Arif. He was the teacher and supervisor for Imam Khomeini rahmatullah, for Allama Tabatabayin, those ulamas. He said, after the middle of the night of Qadr, go to sajda and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for taharat, to purify you. Your taharat to tahir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are doing sajda and prostrating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send some angels to wash you. So the angels come to wash mu'min people. Allah make a celebration for the big sinners tonight, to remove the sin of people, to wash all of the people. So the night of Qadr is the night of mudnibin. Because the mu'mineen are mu'min. They have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most beautiful verse of Quran is the verse 70 in Surah Al-Furqan. I think we have a few minutes. He said, "Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan fa ulaika yubaddilu Allah sayyi'atihim hasanat." It is the end of ghufran and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we can imagine. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sin of those who repent, man taba wa amana, and believe. And then wa amila amalan salihan, and do worship and act righteously. Amila, not any amal. The amal mixed with riyah, with a partner, make a partner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerely amal, sincerely ibadah and worship and action for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man taba, first tawbah, then amana, iman. The third one, amila amalan salihan. Allah is buying amal salih, not any amal. Not the mixed amal, mixed action. With Allah and with other, no. Allah doesn't need our amal. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, those person, Allah will replace all of their sins. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ, replaced by virtue. It is interesting, before this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about fornication and zina. Even such a gunah, such a dhan, such a sin, being in your file, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only remove the sin, replace it to virtue, to thawab, to rewards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a hill, you know, to jump. Because the mu'minin and the sinners are very far from mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reach them to mu'minin. So, okay, I will forgive all of the sins, and not only forgive, I replaced all of the sins to the khair, to the rewards, to virtue. So this verse considered as the best verses of Quran. It's the best verse of Quran. Because in other verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised people for forgiveness. If you do tawbah, if you return, Allah subhanahu will forgive you. Because Allah is tawwab and rahim. Allah is the one who accepts your tawbah and will give you mercy after tawbah and remove from your records. Allah doesn't keep your record for future. No, we'll remove everything. But here said not only remove the sin, we'll replace to virtue. أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا. وَكَانَ, كَانَ here, this is the behavior of Allah. Not only for one time. This is the behavior of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is you really do tawbah and knock the door and gate of rahmat and ghufran and mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely will open. You know, in Mecca there is a very beautiful dua for tawaf. Ubayduka bibabik, faqiruka bibabik. Oh Allah, do you know who is behind the door? It is the one of the small servant of you. Ubayduka bibabik, faqiruka bibabik. A very poor person knocking the door. So we should have such a munajat. Doesn't mean in Arabic. If you know, if you understand the meaning of this dua is good, it's great. If you don't know, doesn't need to recite it. Talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your language, friendly talking, open a discussion. Oh Allah, whatever I was, forgive. Ma'madha, madha. Whatever happens, happen. But tonight is another night. Go to sajda. And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and friendly speak with Allah. Oh Allah, I am such a person. You know me better than myself. I did sin. And you put this night and assign this night to forgive who? Sinners. The one who committed sin. And you said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. If you call me, I will answer. And your prophet said, Du'a'ukum fihim mustajab. Your dua, especially in this month, will be mustajab, will be accepted, will be answered, will be granted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you absolutely fulfilled your promise. And Allah, I'm here among your believers. Because of your believers, because of mu'mineen, because of the Quran which revealed in this night, because the thousands and millions of angels are here. We cannot see, you know, we are very weak. We cannot see even behind this wall. Yes? But tonight, a lot of things happen in this world. The one of them is angels, groups of angels come and go, and say salam to mu'mineen. And some of mu'mineen in this world, they saw these angels, how they dua, how they istighfar. In Quran said that one of the act of angel is to do istighfar for mu'minin. The another one is to send salawat for mu'minin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad faraj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send angels in the night of Qadr not to record our a'mal. We have two appointed angels. Every moment they are with us. Karam and Katibin, Quran said. No, those angels will come down tonight to give salawat to mu'minin, to sit with mu'minin, to do istighfar in behalf of us. Sometimes some mu'minin recommend to send salawat for those angels. We are accompanied with us. We should be friends with them. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of mu'mineen, because of the light of Quran which revealed in such a night, forgive all of mu'mineen, men and women. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the age. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept dua of Imam al-Zaman about us. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اجعل قبري روضة من رياض جنتك اللهم طول عمرنا في خدمتك اللهم أوسع أرزاقنا اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم احفظ مراجعنا اللهم احفظ قائدنا وزعيمنا یا رب این بنده چه داند که چه می باید گفت داننده توی هر چه تو دانی آنده. It means that oh Allah, I don't know which dua is better. Whatever you know is better for me, you do dua for me. صلوا علی محمد و آل محمد.